This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
The Wisconsin beer industry is well known, but the wine industry is growing. In 2015, there were nearly 1.8 million visits to wineries in the state. Bridget Bowden has more on what's behind that growth.
Early on a Monday morning, volunteers are uncorking dozens of wine bottles in a basement on the UW-Madison campus. They're preparing 93 local wines for judging in the first annual Wine is Wisconsin competition.
Yeah, we're here to prove that these are amazing wines and they're available using local fruits.
That's Nick Smith, the university's enology outreach specialist. Enology is the study of wine. He says all the wines in the competition had to be made with at least 75% Wisconsin-grown fruit.
I think sparkling and rosés are probably two of our best options for a lot of our varieties, just because of the sugar and acid profile, but people make a wide range of wines from apples, fruits, grapes, red wines, white wines, sparkling wines, rosés.
According to data from the State Department of Revenue, there are 124 permitted wineries in the state. That's three times as many as there were 10 years ago.
Part of it is availability of grapes that can be grown in northern climates.
In the last couple of decades, several new types of grapes have been developed by universities and private breeders. They're known as cold hardy, meaning they can withstand extreme winters and still make great wine. As a flight of wine comes out from the kitchen, the judges list the grapes that are in each wine they're about to taste.
Next wine, 50% Frontenacry, 30% La Crescent, and 20% Frontenac Blanc.
Irvin Pachkowski is the president of the Wisconsin Vintners Association, which is an amateur group stewarding the competition. He says the climate in Wisconsin creates some problems for winemaking.
The whites and the reds all come up very high in acid, and they also don't have the tannins that the Cabernets and Merlots and Zins and all that stuff have out in California.
But there are some newer grape varieties that capture what people like about wines like Cabernet, and they're also cold hardy. Matt Clark studies grape breeding and enology at the University of Minnesota, which has developed many of these grape varieties. He says the breeding process doesn't happen overnight.
It's an extensive process. It requires a number of years of testing.
Breeders are looking for grapes that can survive extremely cold winters and late spring frosts. They should thoroughly ripen in the short summer months and, of course, make good wine.
After about 5 years, we had an opportunity to taste the grapes from each plant, and at which point we decide, well, maybe we should make wine from that, or the alternative is that we get rid of that plant and it goes to the compost pile.
As they look ahead, breeders and growers are also thinking about the potential impacts of climate change on Midwestern grapes. Clark says he still expects to need grapes that can stand up to cold winters.
Even though we intend to experience higher temperatures on average, things that we do need to be concerned about are still major weather events, increased rain, increased drought events, extended periods of either of those, in addition to still having regular cold weather occurring every winter.
Dairy and cranberries may get a lot of attention in Wisconsin, but an increasing number of people also want to buy local wine. According to the U of M report, cold hardy grapes contributed more than $71 million to Wisconsin's economy in 1 year. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.